How to develop jhana now?
How to develop jhanas?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you need to go to the. That's in the suttas, of course.
Sutta, lay people did have jhana in sutta too.
Did lay people have jhana?
Upasika who recited the verses and a deva came along and appreciated her.
Yeah.
So, what is jhana?
Well, jhana is absorption, mostly. That's what the monks or the commentators say.
And why do people develop jhana?
To get a sharper mind.
Desire, attached, or seeing the danger of
It depends on them. I don't know how they do it.
Because it's another level of citta.
Yeah.
Those who see the danger of sensuous desire or attachment will develop jhana, calm. But those who do not see the danger, and even they see the danger, but they don't know how to be calm, cannot reach at jhana at all.
That I don't know.
So you mean that anyone can have jhana?
I'm saying everybody can have jhana.
I cannot.
No. But you can try. It doesn't concern, it's like bragging. It's just nothing.
And, excuse me, how many satipatthanas are there?
Four.
Please, one by one.
Oh, wow. Well, you mean like all these,
Kayanupasana, Vedanupasana, Chittanupasana.
Just in brief, Kayanupasana, just in brief, what is?
Kayanupasana is just looking at the body and bodily, whatever, everything concerned with the body. Vedanupasana, everything concerned with Vedanas, Chittanupasana, looking at whatever comes to the mind, and Dhammanupasana, whatever is the nature of stuff. That's how I actually translate the Dhamma.
And what is the reality of body?
What is the reality of body? The body is a material, is made of, there is also actually in Kayanupasana the observation of four elements.
Okay.
So it's done from four elements.
Okay. Is there the four elements in the body now?
I don't have a sharp mind to
Because we are talking about body and the reality of the body is four primary rupas.
Yeah.
Now there are hardness, softness, heat and cold.
There is.
Which can be understood because it is satipatthana.
Yeah. But
the object of right understanding to see that it's not self, it's not my body at all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it can develop right now.
But there needs to, if you want to look at the bottom of it, you really need to have a sharp mind. I mean, people need to have a sharp mind to understand.
Before having sharp mind. Before having sharp mind.
You can only see this limited reality of the
body. No, I'm talking about hardness at the body.
Yeah. It's just limited.
Touch it.
Yeah. It's
limited.
It
appears. If you don't touch, can it appear?
Yeah, I mean, it's... Yeah, it's touching and then...
And then there's right understanding of it.
Yeah.
As a reality. It's a reality, no matter when you touch it. What you take for my body is only hardness, softness, and so forth.
Yeah.
So at moment when hardness appear, Panya can begin to understand that what you take for body or my body is only hardness. Begin to see the element of hardness as not body anymore.
It's not part of the body?
Without...
It can begin. The understanding can begin.
Yeah, but it's a characteristic of the body.
Like before, you agreed that at this moment of touching, it's just hardness experienced.
Yeah.
Okay, just touching, and then there's an idea about table and things, but at the moment of touching, it's just hardness. So whether it's touching here or touching here, It's just hardness experienced at that moment.
But there needs to be a body for that, right?
So just forget about whether there needs to be a table or a body or anything, but just in terms of what is actually experienced at that moment, whether it's here or here, it's just hardness that's experienced.
Yeah.
Right. So it's just hardness that is experienced, and then there is an idea about table or body.
Yeah.
Or glass or carpet, it doesn't really matter what, it's just there's just the paying attention, as you would put it, to different details and thinking and having an idea. But actually, this body we find so important, but all that has actually experienced are moments of hardness, softness, colour, sound.
The character is,
just different. So these are, this is. Rupa, this is Kayanupassana, the understanding that what is taken for the body are actually just different moments of different rupas that are experienced, that are taken for the body. Actually, there's no body at all. Whether you're in the meditation center or here, all that's seen is visible object, and it's no clearer and no different whether we're in the forest or in the market or here. It's just visible object that's seen, and then everything else, all the paying attention that you mentioned and the idea about shape and details and clearly perceiving, this is all thinking about what is seen. It's not the moment of understanding visible object. And whether it's this visible object or this visible object or that visible object, it's just visible object.
Yeah, I was just talking about the range of
but
the...
It makes no difference. Visible object is just visible object. At that moment of seeing, there's no idea about range or clear or not clear, because it just sees visible object.
Well, you know, there are people who have to use glasses. Mm-hmm. So the people...
But even those who wear glasses, or even those who are... almost completely blind, it's still just seeing visible object.
It is, but they really take a lot of pressure about the range and the clarity of the sight. So
they can't develop understanding of visible object?
They can, but it's
the same reality.
No, but what I'm saying is that because there is a difference between ranges of seeing, so... There is a emphasis there that there are different ranges of seeing, and what I was trying to say is that when you see, can you see your eye? You cannot see your eye.
No. So when you think, just sees visible objects.
Yeah. So when you think, can you think of your mind?
Thinking can think about anything at all. It can think about good eyesight and bad eyesight and wider range, narrow range, and clear sight and bad sight.
What I'm trying to say.
The moment of seeing just sees visible object, nothing else at all.
If you have an eye cannot see itself. Can an ear hear itself?
Hear itself.
Yes. So can a mind? So can a mind think about itself? The question is, if
different doors.
Yeah, different dvaras,
Different doors, you know, six doors.
Dvara, yeah, well, I'm saying dvara.
When you say, can the mind think about itself, what is the mind?
Yeah, well, you can call it citta. But, you know...
So is your question, can citta think about citta?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
It can.
There are five pasadarupas.
Okay.
But six doors.
Yeah.
So, mind door is different from the other five.
Yeah.
So the six door can do anything. It's not like the five doors. They are limited.
Yeah. Exactly. So there is a difference. So what I'm trying to say is that mind controls the five senses. Mind controls it. So mind can actually can say that the body exists. And that material exists because that's the.
Because you can think about it.
Because I can
have
think
any
about
thought you like.
Yeah, but is it true?
How does mind control the five senses?
How does it do it? It's thinking about it.
It can think about it, but can it control it?
Sometimes maybe. Yeah. So when you sleep, you don't. usually hear, your hearing is getting lower and lower. Of course, you can see, you can hear because you got the bell or something, or you know, alarm.
And that's because sound, the ear, sound, and hearing consciousness arise.
Yeah.
It's not because you hear, it's because those three ayatanas come together.
Yeah, but why is it that during sleep you don't hear birds outside? Because you don't. And when you dream, you actually hear in your dream. In the dream.
Actually,
we see it.
Sanya is a part of mind. Mind can control the hearing because you don't hear actually within the organ, you just hear the sanya.
Well, there's no conditions for hearing at that time.
Excuse me, what's the difference between mind and hearing?
What's the difference? Well, mind perceives hearing.
Where is the mind now?
Where? That I don't know.
There is seeing now.
There is seeing.
There is hearing now.
But is there mind there?
There is seeing, there is hearing, no other mind.
No other mind.
At the moment of seeing.
Yeah. So, there are just five sense doors.
There are citta.
Citta.
Jetasikas, rupa, and nibbana, the four absolute truth.
Yeah.
And citta is not jetasika at all.
Yeah, that's the yeah.
So what do you mean by mind?
Mind is, well, you know, it's the there's a difference because if I want to talk in abhidhamic way, of course it's like it's citta.
So mind is citta?
In the abhidhamic sense, but in the broad sense, mind is I and whatever is reality. That is mind. Because it's like whatever I perceive from the world and whatever I think of me, that is mind. Whatever I think of I, the ego, the self, That's what people usually say about mind.
So what are the absolute realities?
The absolute realities?
Yeah, how many?
Yeah, I mean, citta, cittasika, right?
Only that?
No, and, yeah, well, nibbana for sure.
So how many?
Well, you can also add...
category.
Sorry?
How many categories of the absolute realities?
Well, there are four, right?
Okay.
Yeah. But that's...
Not five.
No, no. Wait. What would you want to add there?
So, mind can only be citta or citta and cetasika. So, if we try to introduce anything else into mind, like, well, the mind is I and this and that and whatever, these are just concepts, ideas. Actually, in reality, it's just citta.
Oh, cittasika.
Accompanied by cittasikas.
Yeah.
That's all.
Can you stop hearing now? Let your mind stop your hearing.
That's difficult, but it's not accessible to me, so I cannot do it now. Yeah.
Who can?
Well, they say that meditators can. Because they say that meditators actually during... Well, it's just what I heard, alright? So in jhana... You don't feel the body. You don't have all the senses are shut.
By conditions.
I don't know. Probably. I mean, by the mind, because mind.
By the meditator.
By the meditation, yeah. Yeah, you might say.
What about the Buddha? Could he stop seeing?
There is a sutta actually where Buddha was meditating in a barn, and there was a big storm, and he couldn't hear the storm, and you know the two brothers were killed during the thunder, and he just got up from the meditation and he said he couldn't hear anything, so
And whatever it says in the sutta, or whatever story we tell, we have agreed that the only absolute realities are citta, cetasika, rupa, and nibbana. So if there is that moment of not hearing sound,
mm-hmm.
is it the Buddha or is it citta at that moment?
Oh, it's citta, of course. It's citta of the Buddha.
So in absolute terms, there's no Buddha, no Peter, no Sarah. There's just citta, cetasika, rupa, and nibbana. What we're suggesting is that whether at the meditation center, whether here, whether at a moment of jhana, whether we're talking about the Buddha, whatever we're talking about, whatever is written, there is only citta after citta experiencing an object. And there's no self, no person, no one who can do anything.
That's
and if there are conditions for seeing to arise, no other citta can stop it from arising, because at that moment seeing is conditioned. If there are conditions while sleeping for thinking to arise, to think about different stories, the conditions for that thinking citta to arise one after another. So they're just different cittas that arise by condition that experience their object. And there's no one who can change it or make it any other way.
No, well, you actually guide it through your well. You guide it through cittasikas, right? I mean, the cittasikas, the cittasikas arise, but the citta is guiding them or not?
The citta, for example, at a moment of seeing, the citta is the leader in experiencing the object, but it cannot see the object without seven cetasikas assisting it and performing different functions.
Yeah.
So passa contacts the object, vedana feels the object,
so there can,
concentrates
on
the object.
So can there be a citta alone? No.
No, it has to arise with a minimum seven cetasikas.
Yeah.
So at every moment, one citta arises, accompanied by its assistance, experiences
minimal,
the object, falls away. And so no mind or no person or nothing can stop citta arising with its assistance when there are conditions for it to arise.
I'd like to understand what's meant by sharp panya.
Sharp panya?
Yeah.
No, actually there's no sharp panya. There's
no
just panya.
Sharp panya. Only panya.
Yeah, because panya is already sharp.
What about lokiya panya and lokutara panya?
Lokutara panya is just liberating, so it's beyond the world. It's how do you call
why
it?
Why is it lokutara panya?
Why?
Mm-hmm. Why? It's lokutara panya.
Because it's liberating.
Because it's highly developed, right?
It's liberating.
Because it can experience nibbana.
Yeah.
Sharp.
Yeah, very sharp. The sharpest. There's
the
no sharpest.
Sharpest.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it comes from developing panya until it's sharp enough to understand reality right now before experiencing nibbana.
Well, I would say that panya is sharp as it's just that we don't perceive as much.
No
of
way, no way. Citta cetasika.
Okay, citta cetasika.
Yeah.
It's the problem is with citta cetasika, not the panya, because panya.
Panya is what?
Panya is wisdom. It's just
yes. There are four: citta cetasika, rupa, and nibbana.
Oh yeah. Well. So panya. Panya might be nibbana.
No.
It's I mean, sure, in Abhidhamma it's of course in it's a cittasika, right?
Mm-hmm. So why do you say in Abhidhamma?
Because I was doing
in sutta as well.
Yeah, in sutta as well, but nibbana is a state where panya is in final stage of development, and after that comes nibbana, right?
What is panya in reality right now? is Panya understanding.
Yeah.
So it can be at moment of understanding about reality right now. It's not I or you, but it's Panya.
Yeah, yeah.
Right understanding.
Yeah.
Can right understanding now experience Nibbana?
Right now?
Yeah.
I can only say about myself, no.
No. And so, at moment of seeing, can Panya arise?
Advance.
And experience this understanding, seeing, and anything as it is. Because ignorance cannot understand whatever appears.
Yeah, yeah.
So at moment of understanding, seeing right now as a reality, which is of self, yeah, is that Panya, which begins to develop.
Well, it might begin to develop, but it needs a lot of work to be developed.
With whose work?
Sorry?
Work?
Yes.
Whose work?
Whose work?
Whose?
Chitanjatasika's work.
Yeah. Panya. Right?
Yeah, but Panya needs to be developed by...
From now on.
Yeah, it should always be...
Pariyati, Patipati,
yeah,
and Pativeda.
Pativeda, yeah. So, yeah, Pativeda is...
With Pariyati, can there be Patipati?
No, it has to be gradual, yeah.
With Satyayana, can be Kichayana and Katayana? In Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta, the first sermon, the three rounds.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, mm-hmm, yeah.
Satyayana, Kichayana, and Katayana.
Really, there is. I forgot.
So Panya can arise now.
So Satchinyana is the firm intellectual understanding about the Four Noble Truths.
And the practice. Yeah.
No need to meditate.
I want to ask Wojtek what he thinks about whether, after this week of discussion, whether you think it's better to have less distractions for understanding dhammas.
Yes, it's better to have less distractions than more distractions. It's better to have a mind that's having less unwholesome concepts, rather than having a mind that has more unwholesome concepts.
And are there more unwholesome, are there less unwholesome concepts in the forest than in the city?
It's not about the place you are, it's about the state of citta, or the quality of citta you have.
Could you say about the understanding? Huh? It's about the understanding of reality. Starting with an intellectual.
Well, if it starts with an actual intellectual and ends with intellectual, what is the help then?
Well, it doesn't start and end with intellectual, but it does start with intellectual.
There's always understanding about realities, not concepts.
Is it like 0-1 intellectual understanding? It's like either you understand or you don't understand, or is it gradual? It's gradual.
So it has to develop. And if there are a lot of thinking of a lot of defilements arising, because of thinking about lots of different objects or what you would call distractions, can there be understanding at those times? For example, if there's attachment or aversion, can there be?
But you've just mentioned gradual, so the question is wrong. If you have a gradual scale, you should ask for what's the level of understanding, know whether there is or not.
So, but my question is, because you said at the beginning that it's easier to develop understanding if there are less distractions or there are fewer defilements arising. So even for the very beginning of that scale of right understanding, can right understanding arise only when there are kusala chittas arising, or only when one is in a quiet place, or can right understanding arise any time at all, even in the city, even when there's a lot of attachment, like Green talked about going to a nightclub. Any time, or
do you suggest I should go for a nightclub to develop my panya?
What I'm suggesting is that, like we mentioned just now, seeing arises now by conditions. Seeing arises, hearing arises, thinking arises. Actually, we think of nightclub or city or forest, but really there's just chitta seeker and rupa. So understanding.
So no matter what I do, whether I'm meditating or in the disco, it's the same thing.
It's still just chitta seeker and rupa. There's still just present moment, still just now. So this is the beginning of understanding that understanding can understand and know any reality which appears just at the present moment, because that's all there is. There is only life at this moment. So if there's any idea of another place, another time...
But this is not another place, another time.
It's just the reality now.
What are we doing here now? We are hearing the Dhamma, right?
Yes.
And this is a condition for Panna to develop. It's not the only one, but it's one of... It's and a necessary condition for Panna to develop, for Panna to develop.
So
if we don't hear it, we never develop.
But again, somebody is taking care of those conditions. So
yes, of course. So everything is conditioned. This discussion is conditioned.
No, but I see. I understand that Panna is not conditioned. So it's
conditioned.
It is conditioned.
Yeah. Every Dhamma apart from Nirvana. Is
excellent. So what are the conditions?
Kusala.
Panya, we're talking.
Depending. There are not only one condition, many, many conditions. Can we have Dhamma talk at the restaurant?
Yes, we can.
Anywhere?
Not anywhere.
When there are conditions, why not?
Not so good for the recording, but you can still have it.
No matter where we are, Kun Lucas will say, Vitaka. See?
Aramanupanisya.
Yeah. When there are conditions.
I think one of the points here is that Dhamma's elements arise naturally by conditions. And when one tries to force them to arise, for instance, by sitting on your cushion in your living room with the windows closed and the baby asleep so she won't disturb you, that is trying to create conditions. That's a wrong view of how things happen naturally.
Somebody has booked this room and has enforced... I mean, this is not natural that we are booking this room. So I don't take argument of natural... I don't understand natural. What's natural?
When it has a reason.
When it has a reason?
Yeah, anytime.
So if I sit in a meditation, it has a reason. It's natural.
Wrong or right? Understanding. Thoughts. There are conditions for evil and good. Different conditions. Can anything arise without conditions? Give me one if there is.
No, everything has to have conditions.
Okay. No matter when, no matter what.
Conditions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No you, no me, no one.
No Dhamma talk.
No Dhamma.
No Dhamma talk. No Dhamma discussion. No you, no me, no Dhamma discussion.
So, there is discussion, but who is discussing?
What?
normally you need people to discuss.
Citta, cetasika. Mm-hmm. Can the body move without citta and cetasika?
No.
Can anyone speak without citta and cetasika?
No.
Can there be thinking without citta and cetasika?
No.
So they are all citta and cetasikas in the whole world or universe.